Thank you, Kane. 835 FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Hey, pretty awesome news here. We're two Saturdays away from the Try the Gulf Triathlon on Dolphin Island. And Dan, actually, I said good news. It's bad news for you.
What's up?
Too late for you to enter now. We have our competitors.
What the?
You said you were defending champ, right? But looks like you won't be able to defend the crown.
This is garbage.
The rosters are full. Everyone who's racing, you want to see a good race?
Yeah.
What's the last part of the triathlon? Is that the run or is it so you do bike, swim, and then run, right? If I just did the running portion of triathlon, then I would be competitive, I think, with the people who do the rest of the event. But if it was just me doing one part of the triathlon,
my triathlon would be stretching, long jump, and you finish it out with the hula hoop.
Oh, yeah.
That would be my triathlon.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And I would win that thing.
Well, the real athletes will be out on Dolphin Island in two Saturdays.
Okay.
The Try the Gulf Triathlon, you know, this is the sixth annual triathlon they've had down there on Dolphin Island, and it's been a couple years because of the, of course, pandemic, and then you had the storms. Try the Gulf, if you're unaware, it's the Mobile Bar Foundation's largest fundraiser. It's helped raise over $330,000 in local charity funding since they began the event back in 2016. It's presented by Tobias McCormick and Comer, a local law firm here in Mobile, and they do a great job of giving back to the community. If you want to find out more about Tobias McCormick and Comer, you can check them out online, tmclawyers.com. Also, for a free consultation with TMC, dial 251-432-5001. But a reminder, you know, you can't compete in the event, but I believe you can still go out and watch Try the Gulf Triathlon two Saturdays from now on Dolphin Island.
Very good. Special guest in studio is Community Research Officer with the Crime Prevention Unit of Mobile Police Department, John Weichman. A lot of you know John for years around here.
John, yeah.
And we applaud you, John. We don't always applaud guests, but you brought us up.
Dunkin' Donuts will get your attitude right.
That's right. Yeah. You know how to get the morning crew behind you here.
That's right.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts and some coffee cups, and this is all because of a great event that's coming up tomorrow, and this is a national event, right? Coffee
with a
Cop Day.
Yes, first Wednesday of October is recognized as the National Coffee with a Cop Day that has now been performed in over 1,000 cities across the country, and it's actually in 15 different countries internationally, utilizing five languages from French and Lithuanian to Spanish in USA, but basically it started in 2012 in Hawthorne, California, when a police department was brainstorming about trying to get a better communications link going with the public. And as it turns out, Mobile held the first training session in Gulf Shores in 2013 in the country and brought in officers, law enforcement representatives from four states, and our own officer, Gary Owens, was the representative. Lieutenant Kay Taylor is over the crime prevention unit that supports this. And that's real simply what Coffee with a Cop is about. It's a neutral ground to give people an opportunity to communicate to officers, to thank them, to get questions answered. There's no agenda from the police department. There's no speeches. It is just accessibility and showing that we're really interested in listening to the public because they are who we are there to serve.
So how do we participate tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow is going to be great. We're going to have it down there at the government complex, 205 Government Street. So from 8 to 10, again, we'll set up our dog and pony show. We have everything from the Dunkin' Donuts that will be provided complimentary to coffee, which is a Hill & Brooks partnership right now, as Dunkin' Donuts is. From time to time, also Costco and Sam's and Pullman's Bakery have been great partners when we ask them. But we will have everything from coloring books for the children and grandchildren to complimentary, as I say, coffee and lemonade, since, you know, it's not all that that cold, and some people don't want to start their day going to work at 8 or 9 o'clock with a third cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're just going to be there to meet and greet, and just look forward to, you know, answering any questions that anybody may have, and let them know that, you know, the police department is no different than them.
Yeah.
You know, that we're all dealing with the same challenges, but the police department takes responsibility to really try and keep Mobile safe. And we got a great public safety group. You know, since I joined the department back in December of 2017, you know, I'm part-time, that We've seen great progression through the leadership all the way. You know, Chief Barber's up there now, Chief of Staff, and Chief Batiste as the Director of Public Safety. We just had a great tenure with Interim Chief Hodge. And really the first person that I really met when I came into the police circles was at that time Captain Paul Prine. He was Captain or Commander of the 3rd Precinct on St. Stephen's Road. And his engaging personality and the just a projection of nice to meet you, it was sincere and so much and supportive, because at that time I was actually wanting to talk to his people. And so I know they were all good candidates in the finality, but Captain Prine, now Chief Prine, will really represent the interests of the city of Mobile.
That's good to hear, because, you know, assuming the city council votes that appointment through, so you kind of mentioned it there. What do you think Mobile will get with the soon-to-be Chief Prine? A pretty straight shooter? He's going to let everybody know what's going on? Or what are you seeing in the future here?
That is his reputation, his persona. He's honest, transparent. He's not doesn't have any prejudices or biases. He does. You know, he's a policeman's policeman. You know, we got what's called general orders in the department. He expects those to be followed, I would believe. He does want to really get the community relationships to a new height, as we always do. But I think, you know, he's got some strategic plans, which I certainly don't know. But his strategic plans that he presented through the interview process, as I saw in that Sunday article in the newspaper, are what sort of, you know, separated him from the pack. But he's going to try to help our attrition rate. You know, the city council and under the mayor's and the Chief Barber's leadership have really did a lot of catch up for our officers. I mean, when I came on, they were getting $35,000 a year to go out there and, you know, and take a chance of not coming home.
Right.
And we're soon, I understand, we're at $40,000 now, and we're going to get up to $42,000 to make us really competitive. You know, Coffee with the Cop is there to build that support of the public's knowledge of the police department, and we're not some strange, distant third party.
Right. We're talking with CRO with Mobile Police Department, John Weishman. Tomorrow, National Coffee with a Cop Day, an event coming up 205 Government Street at Government Plaza, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Get your coffee, get your Dunkin', get your lemonade if you're not a coffee person. You said this started back in 2012.
2011 in Hawthorne, California.
And then you fast forward and think about what has gone on in this nation since then. And while I don't think Mobile is a city like so many of these others where the relationship between the police force and the community is frayed, to say the least, in some of these cities like Minneapolis and out in California, how important is this in this day and age that, you know, that people get out there and meet the police officers in a different light than you would traditionally if they were showing up from a call where they're out, you know, actually on a call? It's you're talking about same people but different situations. How important it is to just kind of have that link in the community where people get to know the police as people.
Well, that's it. That's why we have a neutral location, because people are shy. They may have a lot on their mind, but still they're very timid about going into an area that has any type of definition. I mean, we've done this at the public libraries. We've done it at Rouse's. We've done it on Spring Hill Avenue in front of the Federal Credit Union. And we've done it at Meat Boss. We keep circulating within the 5 precincts so that we make it easy for people to have access to us. And we try to find places where there's going to be normal traditional traffic and the hours that there will be good traffic. Well, at some point, do the Greer's on St. Louis Street, because that's got such a great acceptance.
Yeah, it's got a great reputation in about a month, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've come out gangbusters. Yeah. Couldn't be happier, because tremendous investment. They did it first class. But, yeah, we just want to, again, remove any imaginary, you know, walls between us, you know, and bridge the gap, so to speak. And that's fact is that's one of the programs that's in the police department under Commander Graves is called Bridge the Gap. But we just want to make it inviting and encourage them. And that's why most of these Coffee with the Cops are done in small communities, and they only do one or two a year. We're committed to doing two a month, so we can cover the territory. You know, again, we do some in the morning, some in the afternoon when I was at the library. you know, I asked the librarian there in Stanton Road, what's the best time? Well, in the afternoon. So we were there 2 to 4, and we had lemonade there, too.
But, cool.
Anyhow, so we're making great progress. We had a, you know, took a 2-year hiatus like most things, but we're getting back in the role of things.
John, thank you for visiting us this morning and bringing us some goodies, and also obviously for what's happening tomorrow.
Yes, thank you. And everybody stay safe and remember the police officers are your friends.
No doubt about that.
John Weishman, he's a community research officer with the Crime Prevention Unit here in Mobile.
Yeah.
And awfully nice fella. A lot of you remember him from the restaurant business years ago, sure. He's got quite a history in this city.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
I'm disappointed in myself. It took me about 10 seconds to grab a donut once John came in here with the dozen donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. Might have been record time for me.
He kind of pointed it out, too. It's 846 FM Talk 106.5. Dan and Dalton, your phone call's on the way.